After an extensive search conducted by myself, Kim, Russ, and Doug Whaley, the Buffalo Bills, as you know, have hired a new head coach, and that coach is Rex Ryan. I almost said Sabres. Rex began his coaching career in 1987. We all know you can look in your computers these days and look up coaching careers, but he went to the Baltimore Ravens at age 37, worked under Brian Billick, won a Super Bowl ring there as a defensive line coach. In 2005, he was promoted to defensive coordinator. 2008, he was defensive coordinator and assistant head coach under John Harbaugh, and the Jets hired him in 2009, and you know he's been there for 6 years. I think one of the amazing statistics of his tenure at the Jets is that during his tenure, they were allowed the second least yards per game in the league. We went into this process very open-minded, the four of us. There was a lot of arguing, a lot of debating, which is always healthy. It's not a sign of dysfunction. We did not know what kind of or who our coach was going to be. Is it going to be a young, new mind? Is it going to be a veteran coach? But as the process, and maybe I should use Canadian for our hockey, the process, as it continued, we decided that where our team is right now, we were basically the only team looking for a head coach who did not fire their head coach the year before. So we decided that after talking, that maybe we should go the veteran route, and because of where our team is. And most of the candidates that came in, if not all, said they praised our defense. You got some work on offense. And we understood that. Rex Ryan coach teams have two characteristics. They're always great defensively, and they always work hard. Rex instills that in his players. When I was out with Rex the other night, I said to him, how many Super Bowl rings does your family have? He said, we have five. My dad has two, my bro has two, and I have one. And then he said, I got to fix that. So our goal is, as an organization, is to build a team that we were talking the other night, some of the new coaches on the staff, we're at my office in Florida, and basically we decided that we want the Buffalo Bills to be a nightmare to play against. So that's our objective. With the staff that Rex is building and with his knowledge of the game, and we're going to be a tough team defensively. And I know that Greg Roman used that word nightmare, and I love it. So I'm going to introduce Rex now, and I can tell you one thing. He's an avid hockey fan, and believe it or not, the guy was a goaltender. So Rex, come on up.
This thing on? Because it's getting ready to be on. And that's the truth. You know, I want to thank Terry and Kim and Russ and Doug for selecting me. I can't tell you how proud I am to be the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. This is an unbelievable opportunity for me. And the reason for it that I feel so, you know, blessed and honored to be the head coach of the Bills, it all started with, you know, I played hockey and all that. I actually lived in Toronto for 8 years, and we used to get the Bills games. And so, you know, I followed the Buffalo Bills, and I understand the history of the AFL. And, and the history of this franchise. You know, I see Billy Shaw up here, you know, looky, looky, here comes Cookie. All those type of things. You know, Kemp, you know, the electric company, you know, all of them. I can go over every guy that played. And so I understand it. But the thing that I remember most is coming in when my dad was coaching with the Jets, and I was able to get to all the Buffalo Bill games when the Jets would play, and how passionate those fans were. And it was just amazing, and you always felt that regardless of what the weather was like or anything else, it was packed, and those fans were so passionate about their team. And that's another huge reason why I'm so proud to be given this opportunity. I'm not going to let our fans down. I am not going to do that. Okay, I know it's been, 15 years since the Bills made the playoffs. Well, get ready, man. We're going. We are going. And, the guarantee, hey, am I going to guarantee a Super Bowl and all that? I tell you what I will do. I will guarantee the pursuit of it. There is no question about that. And, through work, through hard work, through preparation and all that, we're going to see how many teams match our work ethic and all that, because as we look at it, we represent our community. The Buffalo Bills represent this community of Buffalo. We're going to be tough. We're going to be as loyal to our fans as they are to us. We are going to earn that loyalty and that trust. And one thing you're going to see, come September, this team will be ready, period. And that's it. That's going to be my statement. That's going to be my guarantee. All right? Are we going to play a physical brand of football? Absolutely. We mentioned, Cookie Gilchrist. Well, all I know is it might be looky, looky, here comes a Buffalo behind you. Okay? I don't know who that back's going to be, but it's getting ready. Are we going to do ground and pound? Yeah. You're darn right we are. Are we going to throw it? Yeah, we got Sammy Watkins outside. Why wouldn't we throw it? Okay? But this team is, we know how loaded we are with talent. There's no question about it. You mentioned how well we played on defense last year. Fourth in the league's probably a little disappointing, okay, to be honest with you, because that's not where my expectations are. I know we'll lead the league in defense, okay? That's just the way it goes, okay? But, to get started here, all that, we mentioned when Terry and I were talking, I saw that process of, I had one more shot to be a head coach, and I have to get it done. And I understand I won't have another opportunity and don't want another opportunity. This is the shot that I want. But I wanted to make sure that everybody was the same vision, that I could feel it, I can sense it. And when Russ, Doug, Terry, and Kim, that's what I felt. I know the passion. It's not just my passion, it's everybody's passion. We want to bring a championship to Buffalo. There is no doubt, and I felt it. And I felt there was one direction and one vision for the team. As Terry likes to say, we have one ego. I go, yes, sir, that's exactly right. When he hired me, that ego got a little bigger. But it's the truth. All right, it's the truth. We can put it up there. Put everything you want to our opponents. Put everything you want on your bulletin board. That's fine. The Bills say they're a physical football team. The Bills say they're going to out-prepare you. We're going to outwork you and all that stuff. Go ahead and put it up there. I don't care where you're at. Put it up there because we're not afraid of it. All right, that's what we think we're going to do. My message to our team, get ready. Start preparing now. Start preparing that we're going to be playing games, in January and so forth. Start preparing that way. And we're going to, that I think is characteristic of our football team. We are going to build a bully, and we're going to see if you want to play us for 60 minutes, because we're going to give everything we have, every snap out there. And again, that represents not just ourselves, but it represents our community, and we're proud to represent Buffalo. And I'm going to earn, the same type of, and we're going to earn that respect that our fans give. There's the most loyal fan base in the National Football League, and we recognize that. And with that being said, this fan base, the loyalty that they show, that this football team deserves a loyal coach, okay? And deserves loyal players. That's what we're bringing. We will bring it. Nobody's more loyal than me as a football coach, I can tell you that. With that, I guess we'll just open it up for questions. But it is funny how, you know, you come back in here. You know, I like moving around and all that stuff, and I feel like I got to stand around here. But, you know, as you guys get to know me and things, you know, I'm going to have fun with these. I'm going to enjoy it. I don't take myself too seriously. But what I do take seriously is the product that you're going to see on the field, and we can't wait to show it off in September.
Okay, we've got the microphones out here. Got them right here? Okay, John, you got the first one.
John Warrell with the Associated Press. Welcome, Rex. How do you draw upon the 6 years that you just completed with the Jets, and how do you believe that can make you a better coach entering this new challenge?
All right, well, John, that's a great question. You know, first off, you know, mentioning the Jets, one thing I got to say is how much I appreciate the players. You know, through their efforts, I'm sitting here today, okay? But the thing that you take away, obviously, I'm a different man right now than I was 6 years ago because I lacked experience as a head coach. There's so much that you can gain the second time around. Number one, I think the principles and your philosophies, I know what wins in this league. And, you know, do I have to get better in certain areas? There's no question about it. You know, the fact, hey, do we need to do a better job? Do I need to do a better job of maybe building a quarterback, all that kind of stuff and things? Sure, certainly. But, you know, you learn from different things. You have to protect, you know, things. We can't lose games because of the position. You know, we've got to take care of the football. We understand that. We're going to run the football, but we're also going to be able to throw the football. And doing things that that a fundamental thing that I've always believed in is doing what your players do best. Recognize maybe some limitations that your players have, but focus on the strengths of those players before you focus on the weaknesses. And I think whether it's offense or defense, special teams, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Okay. Get the microphone here.
Hey, Rex. Sal Majorana from Rochester. Welcome also.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about the quarterback situation in Buffalo. As you were going through the interview process, you know this is a great defense, but how concerned were you coming here with the quarterback situation that they currently have? And it's sort of similar to what you had in New York.
Well, I'm not concerned at all. You know, now we're obviously in an evaluating process right now, you know, in particular, you know, about the quarterback position and other positions as well. So we just, you know, getting on the job. I can't tell you who that quarterback's going to be right now. But when you surround people with surround a quarterback with outstanding players, it's not just about one man. You know, it's about every man, not one man. And I think that's where our focus is going to be. You know, do we want to develop a quarterback, you know, a franchise quarterback? Of course. You know, but we'll take steps. I think the first step that we took as an organization is bringing Greg Roman in to be our offensive coordinator. I've never seen a guy get criticized more than Greg Roman for going to three championship games, you know. But you know, he's an outstanding coach. We have the exact same philosophy. We're locked in line, and as an organization, you know how we're going about doing things. But whether that answers your question or not, I'm not real sure.
Thank you. Welcome to Rex, Vic Carucci, Buffalo News. I want to direct this question though to Terry. A big splash with this hire and a lot of what was been reported in terms of it being a record deal for the Bills to make. From that, a lot of people have concluded that maybe the structure of the Bills' hierarchy would change accordingly. Can you give us a sense of how this is going to work now, the reporting situation with the four of you there?
Rex.
Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay. Rex, Russ, and Doug will report to Kim and myself. And that's the way we're going to have it moving forward. I believe in everyone. I think I've said this in the past. My style of business is no one should be afraid to say anything. So we will welcome input from anybody, the coach, GM, the president, myself. him. And that's how we're going to move forward. You should never be afraid to say anything. I don't care if it's sports or other businesses.
One of the things, Vic, on that, just to answer your question so we can put this, you know, to bed also, when it comes to the 53 and player personnel, that's under the purview of Doug Whaley, okay? The game day roster and the coaching staff is obviously Coach Ryan, and I will have business ops and administration ops and football and administration budgets. But as Terry said earlier and as Coach said, it's not only one direction, it's one mindset, and we'll be in lockstep with everything that we do as an organization.
And I might add that, like I said, when we went through this process, we went into it open-minded. We interviewed some bright young coaches and some veteran coaches, and you know, Doug and Russ have obviously been through this before a few years ago, and they said, well, when you meet the right guy, you'll know it. You know, so we're when we finally talked to Rex and looked at the staff that he'd put together, I really don't think that the Buffalo Bills at 9-7, and I really believe two plays away from possibly being 11-5, needed to have a young coach standing in their locker room. I thought we needed to go to somebody who'd done it before. And if you look at the record of almost every coach, like Rex just mentioned it, new coaches fail generally in their first job. And I'm not saying all the new coaches that are going to get hired are going to fail, but it's more of happening in that direction than it is for them to be successful. So, and Greg Roman, by the way, is, you know, Rex said it, like, just look at his resume.
And this is for Rex, Mike Rodak from ESPN. There's a report this week that the Falcons job and the 49ers job are sort of higher on your list than this job. Why was that, and why are the Bills the best fit for you?
No, and that's definitely false. You know, did I interview with the Falcons? Did I interview with the 49ers? Absolutely. I think when you're going through it from my position, you know, you're sitting back, you know, you want to coach, okay? There are, you know, plenty of opportunities and things. But I think after I came here the first time, you know, like you say, what were your expectations and things like that? You know, I went in, and quite honestly, I was expecting great things, you know, especially from the Pagulas. You know, I had, you know, a great deal of admiration for the fact they kept this, you know, franchise here, a lot of different things that they're associated with. And when I came in, I was kind of blown away by the direction and many things about this. And I came back and I told my wife, I said, wow, this is really, really something. My only concern was, did they feel as good about me as I felt about them? And so at the same time, you're trying to find a job, you're trying to find employment, and there are great other, you know, maybe some other opportunities out there, but this was a place where I wanted to be, and I was just thankful that, you know, they felt the same way.
Yeah. Manish Mehta, New York Daily News. Rex, the Patriots have dominated your division for the last 6 years. When you were considering your options, was there any pause for concern or hesitation in being in the same division still as Brady and Belichick?
Well, you guys know how I feel. You know, we're not, number one, there's no hesitation, and there's, you know, we're not afraid of anybody, and certainly not afraid of them. You know, respect them, understand. I recognize the fact that they won our division the last 6 years. I think maybe 10 out of the last 11 years they've won our division, but that doesn't guarantee they're going to win it next year, and it doesn't mean that we can't be the team that's on top of them. I think there's a lot of talent that we already have here, and I can't wait for that either. You know, that opportunity again to play them, they certainly know that that I'll look forward to those games. That you know, that's for sure. And again, we're going into every game. We expect to win. Period. This team is going to expect to win regardless of who we play. And if they want to bring back, you know, Russ Francis and John Hanna to play guard, we'll play them too.
Sean.
Hi, Rex. Sean Stepner from Channel 7 WKBW in Buffalo. Welcome to Buffalo. You mentioned the defense and how you want to improve on their high rating and ranking. How much are you salivating to get your hands on that D, and what is it going to look like next year? How are you going to mold that unit?
Well, first off, I'm putting together a heck of a coaching staff. Dennis Thurman has been, my right-hand man for a long time. We've been together, I think, for 12 years, have coached together. Donnie Henderson is already on the staff. We work together in Baltimore. One of the finest coaches I've ever been around. So I think that's where it starts. And then you look at, obviously the players that you have. You have three Pro Bowl players, in the defensive line. You got a secondary that challenges. You got an outstanding group. The front seven is outstanding. So when I say it, do I expect to be outstanding on defense? Of course. There's no question. We expect, to be an outstanding football team. The one thing we're going to care about, we don't care about the numbers. We know where they're going to end up. Okay? There's no doubt we know where we're going to end up. We always end up there. Okay? But it's the wins. That's what we're looking for. Whatever it takes to win, whether it's, we're first or, second by 2 yards, something like that, we expect to play great defense, but we want to win, and we don't care what it looks like. We're going to do whatever it takes, offensively, defensively, special teams to play complementary football. And so it's not going to just fall on one unit. It's going to fall on our entire football team. And the only thing that matters at the end of the day is wins and losses.
Tim Graham from the Buffalo News. Terry, question for you. Rex made reference during his introductory comments about this team deserving a loyal coach. Can you take us through the last 2 weeks from the time you get word that Doug Marrone is leaving the team, probably a surprise to you, and now having to pretty much start from scratch to find a coach that you didn't think you needed to look for, and then to end up with one of the larger-than-life coaches in the NFL?
I think we were fortunate that Russ and Doug had experience. They sort of mobilized the team. I knew we needed a coach, and it's like, okay, what do we do next? Well, these guys, started the process. We had some lists, and I talked to Bill Polian. I talked to guys I know in the league. It's not only Bill, that got way blown out of proportion. So we set the process. Simple things like there were guys that we had a window that we could talk to that were going, they had a bye week, so we could talk to certain coaches there. We accomplished that. Put the schedule together, flew around the country. I guess all this stuff leaked out, so you know where we were. And again, we started with no favorite. And as we got done with it, Rex was one of the later guys that we talked to. But, all the way through it, it was a total four-person team that put it all together.
Follow up, if I may.
Yeah.
What was your emotional or visceral reaction to having your coach tell you he didn't want to come back?
Shocked. And I believe Russ said, I'm more than shocked. Doug, I liked Doug Marrone when he was here. He was probably the guy I talked to more than anybody. So he made that decision, and he moved on.
John.
John Crick, Toronto Sun. Hi, Rex. How much was a factor in the fact that staying within the AFC East, where you're very familiar with the Bills roster, the Patriots, the Dolphins, was that a factor in deciding to come to Buffalo?
Really no factor at all. So that wasn't it. It was just an opportunity. My last shot, as I look at it, that it had to be right. And I see this as a great opportunity. And it wouldn't matter if we were in the NFC, the AFC, or whatever. Is it a little sweeter because we're in the AFC East? Yeah, probably so.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
This is for Terry, Jim Fink from Business First. How much, going, especially just buying the team, how much of a learning process was this for you to have to go through the coaching process versus what you went through with the Sabres, which was in-season, this was off-season? And with some of the candidates, how long were the actual interviews? Were they like minutes, hours?
I don't think we had an interview less than 2.5 hours. And most of them were probably 4 hours.
Okay, Steve in the back.
Steve Vesey with WIVB. Rex, is there any added chip on your shoulder when you're fired to come back and kind of reprove yourself? Is there any extra motivation because of that fact?
Yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, you do the best job you can. I used to always tell my players that, you know, don't listen to that little voice. That little voice tells you that, you know, that's all you got. Yet there's another voice that if you ask for a little bit more, you can get it. The Buffalo Bills are going to get a little bit more from me. There's no question about that. That this is, you know, yeah, it's the first time I've ever been fired. You know, I've been fired a part of a staff that got fired, but when it's my name that leads that list, that heads that list, yeah, it's personal. There's no question about it. It's embarrassing because I see myself as a good football coach, and you know, yeah, I can't wait.
Jerry's got one. There you go.
Hi, Rex. Jerry Sullivan from the Buffalo News. You said there are areas in which you need to improve. Would game management be one of them? I've talked to several people who watched just about all your games with the Jets and said that was not your strength.
Well, you know, I think it's pretty funny because any time a coach leaves, they talk about game management issues, regardless of who the coach was or whatever. You know, so that can be debated and up for you guys to, you know, give direct examples about that. That's fine with me. But I will be a better coach now. I think through experience, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, you become more of an expert, and you've probably been there and done that, you know. So if I can improve in that area, I certainly will. I'll look to improve in all areas of my game, but I don't think it's as, you know, I always see that and I kind of laugh at it, but it's, but I understand the question.
Mike in the back.
Rex, Mike Catalano, 13, WHAM TV in Rochester. You talked a lot about the offense and building a quarterback. What are your specific thoughts on E.J. Manuel and his prospects going forward?
Well, we'll see. I know, you know, E.J. was somebody that we looked at when he came out. I think the entire league did, and feel like he has a lot of traits that you look for in a quarterback. He's smart. He's dedicated. I think he has movement skills. I'd like to see him use his legs more than he has. And, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes, you know, just like we mentioned through coaching, even playing quarterback, I think a little more experience, the better you're going to be, the more comfortable you're going to be. But he'll certainly be given an opportunity here. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we're set at the quarterback position. We talked about it's an evaluating process right now, and we'll do whatever is in the best interest of the Buffalo Bills.
Lauren Brill, WIVB in Buffalo. Rex Ryan is a coach that's known – this is for Mr. Pegula. Rex Ryan is known as a coach that inspires his players. When you hired him, did it also cross your mind that he could be a guy that also gives the fans some hope?
Never thought about that, but it's – I can sense it, that the community seems to like who we hired. Our primary thing was doing what's best for the team on the field where we are right now. And if we get more fan hope, that's good.
Adam.
Hey, Rex, congratulations. Adam Bedini, WGRZ Buffalo here in town. I talked to a lot of players that have played for you at one time or another, and universally they describe you as a player's coach. Can you kind of define your philosophy in dealing with players and what your message and approach with them is?
Well, thank you for the compliment. I feel I am a player's coach, and the only thing that means is I care about my players more than anything. It's not just a, you know, oh, I let a guy get through, let a guy get by with something. That's just the opposite, okay? I demand a lot from my players, but what I tell them is the truth, what I believe to be the truth. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but I tell them what I believe to be the truth, and I treat them with respect. I treat them like men, and I think they appreciate that for some reason. It's just an easy trait, and you would think it's you know, it's something that comes natural to me. That's the way I've always done it. And when you want to find out about me, I don't have to list one or two players to talk about. I can just say, just ask anybody I've ever coached, anybody I've ever coached with. I just try to be treat people fairly and respectfully, and I think that's it. By the way, while we're here, I'd like to, you know, give a shout out. We got a couple Hall of Famers here, Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas, and thanks for coming. I mean, that really means a lot. And I know, you know, Hall of Fame guys, I can't wait to get another Buffalo Bill in the Hall of Fame and get the first special team player in the history of the league in the Hall of Fame. And Steve Tasker, I understand he's here too. So really appreciate you guys coming.
Bob in the back.
Rex, Bob Kaczynski, WBBZ TV right here.
Yes, sir.
Your first 24 hours in town was very well chronicled on social media, including a trip to the Big Tree with Jim Kelly. Your sense of this town, your first day in Buffalo?
The beer was cold. I know the outside was too, but it's I just feel like I almost feel like a part of it already, and I think that's because of the way I grew up and the fact I recognize, you know, this, and I understand this community, and I just come right back in, and it just feels like, you know, like I've been here. And I think the big thing is, you know, it's funny when I talk with Jim on Beer One, and we were sitting back, and I asked Jim, I said, you know, obviously you guys are a very talented team. I mean, Thurman, yourself, I mean, the thing was loaded. You know, you look at that team and Bruce Smith and Tally and everybody else. But what made it click? Why were you so successful? And his point was so obvious, and it's something that I'm will work my tail end off, and we all will, on doing this. If we're all in it together, we'll win. And that was what they did. They were always together, and that's why they won. And that's what we're going to do. We will pull this team all together. And when you play the Buffalo Bills, you're going to know that you're playing a team of not just the 53 guys, because that's the players, but the coaches, the entire organization is going to be pulling that rope the same direction. And that's the thing, as you know, I look at my job going forward, that's what it is.
In the back.
Rex, Brian Costello, New York Post. You're coming off a 4-12 season, 4 years with no playoffs, 4 years since a winning record. When the Bills fans look at your record with the Jets, why should they believe that they're getting more than a mediocre coach?
Because I think they realize, Brian, that I'm not a mediocre coach. You know, the record may say that, especially this year. You know, you mentioned we had 2-8-8s and a couple losing seasons. And lousy seasons or whatever, but they understand the game a lot better than you give them credit for, apparently, because I'm not a mediocre coach, and anybody that thinks so, I would challenge them with that.
Paul Hamilton, WGR. This is for both Coach and for Doug Whaley. Terry laid out what the structure is going to be, but Rex, what do you need in your relationship with the general manager? And Doug, what do you need in your relationship with the head coach?
I'll start. The only thing I need is for us to have one goal, and that's what we've been preaching and talking about between all of us, and with one goal and one direction, and I think that's what I need for us to get this team to where he's talking about going, where we've talked about going, and where the fans want it to go.
That's it. And as far as I'm concerned, Doug hits it right on the head that we're all in it together. There's no question. And we do. We mentioned the one ego. That's just us. You know, we can have free discussions and everything else, but you keep drafting the players that you've been drafting, we'll be just fine.
Rex, Mike Zeisberger, Toronto Sun. Welcome back to the area. Just wanted to know, when you're negotiating with your new boss, the obviously the owner of the Buffalo Sabres, mm-hmm. did the fact that you're a lifetime Maple Leafs fan ever come into the picture?
We talked about it. Did not go over well. But I changed my alliances, as you guys know. I'm a chameleon when it comes to hockey. That's the Devils, Ranger, all that type of stuff. But, you know, I always support the local teams, and I'm absolutely a huge Sabre fan. I did ask Kim. I said, Kim, you know, can I get a deal on, you know, Sabre, you know, season tickets? And she said no. But no, realistically, as you know, I did grow up a huge hockey fan and things like that. And, you know, hey, if Bruce Gamble was still in the Nets for the Leafs, maybe I'd still be a Leaf guy. But I'm a Sabre all the way right now.
Right over here.
Nick Filipowski with Channel 7 in Buffalo. This question is for you, Mr. Pegula. There were reports out there that after the divisional round of the playoffs, there's a chance that the coaching search could expand. What changed from the Thursday when you interviewed Coach Ryan to the 48 hours after leading up to the second interview? What changed in those 48 hours where you decided that Rex was your guy?
The first round of the interviews were broad type questions. When we called him back and got into the nitty gritty, Doug hit him with all this stuff that put me to sleep. That's when we knew that Rex could be our coach if he wanted to be. He was only one that made it twice, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So we just felt he was our guy. And trust me, we had some pretty impressive people that we felt could be the Bills coach, but we said, hey, let's go after Rex. And Russ told me, don't let him out of the building.
Matt.
Rex, Matt Fairburn, Syracuse.com, down here in the front. When you were reviewing the process of putting together your coaching staff and you saw how much success this defense had in Jim Schwartz's scheme, what went into the decision to get rid of him, and how confident are you that you can switch back to, you know, more of a 3-4 with this personnel?
Well, I think, you know, first off, you know, Jim Schwartz did an outstanding job. There's no question he's an outstanding coach. Wants to be a head coach again, and I certainly understand that. So that was it. I recognize that, you know, we're kind of a little different, you know, but quite honestly, I've been blessed. I've been part of record-setting teams that base out of a 4-3. I've been part of record-setting teams that base out of a 3-4. So one thing you'll find out about me is it's not ego-driven that we're going to definitely play, you know, a 3-4 or a 4-3 for that matter. This is, we're going to do each week. We will have in our arsenal the ability to do anything. And so you have to have, as an opponent, you've got to prepare for everything. Because if not, I'm going to find out what you're not prepared for, and I'll attack you appropriately. So that's how we play defense. We play defense based on our personnel, not on just a scheme. I don't try to put a square peg in a round hole. You know, I think I've done it. I've been around enough to adjust based on the players that I have, the talents of the players that I have, and it'll be no different this year. But it's not just me. Now, I'm blessed with an incredible group of coaching, you know, of coaches, and I lean heavily on that. You know, we mentioned Dennis Thurman. Now, I think when, you know, all through this process, you're seeing some of these coaches get opportunities to be a head coach. Dennis Thurman will be at the top of the list, I believe, in a very short time. So it won't just be talking about, you know, my defense or whatever. But this has been Dennis Thurman's defense as well as mine for years.
Got time for a few more guys. Justin in the back.
Hey, Rex. Justin Grennan, News 10 NBC in Rochester. How badly do you want your chance in your shot at the New York Jets?
No, it doesn't. I mean, I'll be honest. I think it's still the Patriots that I want the most.
This one's for Rex. Brian Mazurowski, WBEN.
When you talk about that defensive personnel, is there any player, maybe a couple players in particular, you're eager to work with? You think you can get them to another level?
I'm eager to work with everybody, every defensive player, every offensive player, you know, all the special teams guys. I mean, that's who I'm eager to work with. You know, I can't wait. You know, my pride and joy is always, you know, hey, we get it. It's the defense, but it's the offensive line. That's my pride and joy. And, you know, I think when you have that, you have those bullies up front, you know, those are the guys that I'm really, you know, my heart and my pride is right there. And I know we're going to build a line accordingly.
Leo in the back.
Yeah, Rex, hi. Leo Roth from Rochester. You kind of glossed over the E.J. Manuel quarterback situation. I know no great coach can win without a great quarterback. I know you talked about it's not one, but what can you just get more specifically? What are you going to do about the quarterback? And then real quick, can you talk about the Brian Billick coaching tree that you're off of?
Well, first off, you know, about the quarterback situation, that I can't give you a definitive answer on it. We're in the evaluating process right now, you know, looking at possible free agents, different things like that. So a lot of dynamics go into it. So I'm giving you a very honest answer when we talk about the quarterback situation, because right now we don't know. There's not, you know, nobody knows what it's going to look like, the finished product. But I'm confident that that we'll be, you know, have the talent to be successful at that position heading into September. As far as the Brian Billick coaching tree and things, I'm proud to be associated with Brian Billick. I thought Brian put together an incredible staff, you know, have a lot of admiration, respect for Brian. I learned a lot, you know, from Brian. He obviously fell under the Bill Walsh tree. So I think, you know, I've stolen practice organizational plans from him, all that type of stuff. How Brian treated me as a coordinator and how he let me run with it. And I think that's something that you know, obviously I'll do with Greg Roman, especially on the other side of the ball, to where it's like, you know, give him the free reins and also, you know, be mindful of what we're doing, but also afford him the same liberties that Brian, you know, afforded me as his coordinator.
It's Jerry Sullivan again, Rex. We had a lot of fun over the years in the press conference on Wednesdays with you about how outrageous you were and then joking about you losing your swagger later on. I'm just wondering if you feel re-energized and even liberated a little bit to be more that guy, to regain a little bit of the swagger, which you, I'm sure, will deny you ever lost.
I'll definitely deny I lost, you know, my swagger. I lost some victories along the way. But I've never lost my swagger, my confidence in myself and the people that I surround myself with. Does it feel great to be a Buffalo Bill? Absolutely.
Rex, there was a reference, of course, to the whole structure thing, reporting to Terry Pegula and so forth directly. In your time with the Jets, especially at the end, there was a lot made of some dysfunction between you and John Idzik and so forth. So what's your – obviously you signed up to be here – give me a sense of the attractiveness of how this structure works out, your relationship with Doug and Terry and Russ.
Well, I think the big one of the things that was so appealing to me was these three men right here and Kim. That was, I mean, I felt so comfortable and knew that that I would be the guy to be, you know, a piece of that puzzle moving forward that could bring those championships to Buffalo. I just want, you know, I'm just glad that they came around and saw it the same way. But I mean, I felt it. I felt it almost immediately when I came in, and that was what you know has to work. I know it has to work, and you know, not getting into the Jets deal or whatever. You know, a lot of you know, great friendships and everything else I built over there. But I'm a Buffalo Bill all the way, and I'm so proud of the, you know, where we're at, how we're built, how we're all together, and I just look forward to getting it on, you know. But the best part about it, probably with the players.
John, in the back.
John Anderson, Gatehouse Media. Rex, a few years ago, the offensive MVP of the Bills was a punter. Speaking of your, you know, your game plans, will you be aggressive on offense, and will this team, what's your philosophy on fourth downs inside the 45? Are you going to be able to build an offense that can actually be aggressive here in Buffalo?
Oh, we're going to be aggressive. There's no doubt. You know, there's no doubt we're going to be aggressive. I think that statement's going to be answered early, how aggressive we're going to be. We will not build our offensive game plans around our punter. I can tell you that. But and we hope we don't major in punting. You know, you'll see. I think when we get going, we find out exactly who we have in the building. You know, obviously there's some philosophy things that Greg Roman and I are just, I mean, you know, dead together with. I think running the football is obviously important to us, especially when you get down to, you know, playing games and winning games in December and in January. I believe, and especially in the conditions that we'll play in, that we need to do that. It's important. You know, it's sometimes hard to throw the ball in a blizzard. You know, Jim Kelly could do it with that, you know, gift, that arm he had. But sometimes it's, you know, you got to be able to win when the snow flies. And here in Buffalo, it flies quite a bit. So that's kind of what it is. But we will definitely be aggressive. One thing you'll never be able to say about our team is we will absolutely be aggressive. Will we go for it on fourth down? Will we do those type of things? Will we fake a punt when leading by three? With 3 minutes left to go in a game on a 4th-and-13, yes. The answer is yes, we will.
Down here, TJ Pignataro with the Buffalo News. Welcome to Buffalo, Coach. And this question could be either for Coach, Mr. Pegula, or anybody up there, really. What does 2015 look like? Is it a matter of getting to the playoffs, or is this team poised to be a Super Bowl contender? If not, how far away is it?
Well, if you're asking me, obviously there's a lot of work to do. You know, we're just scratching the surface right now. We have the Senior Bowl coming up. You know, after getting our staff together, be the first order of business. The Senior Bowl is probably the second, and you're scouting and things like that. But there's a ton of work to do to say, are you a Super Bowl contender or whatever. If you mentioned the thing about getting into the playoffs and Super Bowl contender, I think that's probably pretty much one of the same. You know, I think the main thing is get in the playoffs and let's see what happens. Certainly, that's going to be what we're trying to do and what we're working to. You know, is to be one of those teams.
Got two more guys right here and down here.
Manish met the New York Daily News. Rex, just to circle back on the quarterback situation, there's a guy who's going to be available that you're pretty familiar with. What are your thoughts on pursuing Mark Sanchez?
Certainly he'll be a guy under consideration. You know, we'll explore every avenue. If we think there's, you know, a free agent like Mark or somebody else out there that we think can help us, then we'll absolutely explore it. And, you know, we've briefly talked about, you know, some possibilities out there, but we'll definitely look into to anything in, you know, anybody that we think can help us.
I'll jump in and say we're going to leave every option open at that position, and we're going to bring in competition. And that's one of the mainstays since we've been together, that we want competition at every position because competition raises the level of play. And when you raise the level of play, there's going to be injuries. So you know that guy behind him, the expectation won't dip.
And we'll finish up where we started down here with John Walro.
Rex or Terry, I'm not sure who this is for, but this is a town that's been pushed around. This is a team that's been pushed around. This is a 15 seasons without the playoffs and a coach that just quit on them. Do you feel, Rex or Terry, do you feel in hiring Rex that he lends a voice to this underdog community and this team that hasn't been relevant for quite some time? And how much does that swagger help lend a voice to this franchise and city?
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. You jump in after me if you want.
Yeah, all right. I certainly do.
The guy on the end here came out of the Steelers organization. We know what they're like. You're getting a taste of what Rex is like. I think the community knows what Kim and I are like. And Russ has been with the Bills, not in his present position for the whole tenure, but he loves Buffalo and he loves the area. I just, you know, this guy right here tells his realtor, where does the most snow fall in the area? I want to live there. I mean, how Buffalo is that? Yep. So, you know, we're all joined at the hip now, and it's we all feel a good vibe. And I can tell you another thing is, I'll bring up Greg Roman's name again. You know, he's a, for lack of a better term, the old Rust Belt guy, went to John Carroll, and he just wants to get back home and or near home and just, you know, beat people up. He's, you know, when we interviewed him for the head coaching job, and which was fortunate because Rex had him as his number one guy for OC. So it was like, oh, well, this sounds good because Greg was impressive. But, you know, he used the term on offense, matchup nightmare, which I loved. And, you know, just look at his record. You know, some of those Stanford teams that him and Harbaugh coached and the Niners, they were hard to play against. So,
yeah, and just, you know, those – I don't know, all those type of days or whatever. I know one thing, when Thurman and Jim Kelly weren't getting pushed around, and we're not going to get pushed around. I can promise you that. We will not be pushed around. In fact, we're going to be the bullies, and that's who we are. And like I say, there's no better thing in community with a bunch of tough-minded people. That's what we're going to – you know, it's easy. Build your football team the way this community is built, the same type of – ethics, work ethics, all that type of stuff, in the same kind of mentality that we absolutely are not going to be pushed around. Now, we're going to do a lot of pushing ourselves, I'll promise you that, but we will build a bully, and that's what we can't wait to get started doing.